listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, Goldie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're looking very lovely, I must say.
Thank you.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter from, I was going to say London, but we've now established that it's Havering Atterbower.
Yes.
Which is not too far away from here.
No.
Great stuff. Now, is it, that's not your real name, is it? Is that a stage name?
Yeah.
And what's your real name?
Nisha.
Nisha?
Yep.
But you prefer the how'd you get around to Goldie?
Well, it's...
I always think of the bloke with the gold tooth, that's why.
Do you know what? I didn't even sort of know about him too much. It was only when, like, I found my name, and then everyone was like, oh, but that's a rapper, like, from back in the day. I was like, oh.
If you'd have banged on the window and you'd had a gold tooth like that, you'd go, all right, mate. I've Googled the wrong person. So, and you're not alone because over there we've got Karina.
No. Karina.
Karina. All right, Karina. Yeah, she's over there. She's your mascot for the day, I suppose.
Yes, she is.
Now, is this your first time to Brentwood?
No, I've been here before. Yeah. I've been out in Brentwood and then I've actually worked, did an event here once as well, so yeah.
Yeah, we've got quite a few events going on in Brentwood. Obviously got the Sugar Hut, which is...
Yeah.
And obviously you've probably seen the only way is Essex, Towie.
Yes.
What do you make of all that Brentwood fame that when you come into town nowadays?
I don't know. It's cool for what it is, you know. Yeah.
Would you go on it?
Probably not.
Because it's some people, it's like Marmite, some people really love it and other people don't like the way it portrays the town, but they've got the new series coming out soon, the 11th series, would you believe, so that's they start filming that. Well, let's get to the music, because I know you grew up listening to Motown and Soul, but for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
It's hard because I really do love all genres, and I think that's been one of the biggest challenges for me, is to find what I want to do because I love it all. I just want to do what I feel at the time, and I think nowadays you don't have to just be one thing and just stick to that. You can mix it up, especially when you're putting together an album. It's nice to sort of blend things together and also try and put two different things together, like, you know, like rock and then that sort of like laid back Motown sound, and then like just add a guitar in there and sort of make it different.
Yeah, because you began your career, if I got this right, you began your career when you auditioned for a musical theatre,
yes,
show of a premier theatre version of High School Musical.
Yes, I was a cheerleader.
Was that? Yeah, scoring a part of a cheerleader. Yeah. What age were you for that?
I was 16, 17, I think, yeah.
So can we, how old are you now? Can we ask your age on here?
No. I'm 24.
I was going to say 23, so yeah. I'd have been fairly close. You went on to do more musical theatre shows such as Coco Cabana.
Yeah.
And Hair. Which
I was a showgirl.
Massive theatre productions. Tell us about that.
It was really fun. I got to wear some really, really cool outfits, like with massive, massive like headpieces that would get caught on the curtains as you walk through on
especially
stage.
On Coco Cabana, that would be, wouldn't
it? Oh my god, like it was insane. I had this massive gold down to the floor gown, like with a little belly top with like this massive, massive feather on my head that was like the size of my body.
Are you still doing fair, or is that something you've left behind now?
Sort of something I've left behind. I would go back if I was asked to do something. Like last year I was asked to do something over Christmas, so I sort of just did that as a one-off.
A panto?
No, it wasn't a panto.
It could be Aladdin or something.
No. But yeah, I'm sort of focusing on more of being an artist now.
Now, your musical journey started a long time ago, so what made you jump into music at such a young age?
It's something that I've always wanted to do. Like, it's just something that I've always known that this is what I want to achieve, like since I was like young, like in primary school, it was like all I could think about, and it's the thing that's been consistent in my life, and I've always tried to be a part of it one way or another, whether it is musical theatre or being in girl bands or being a solo artist.
Yeah. And what influences your music now? We're going to listen to a track in a minute, but what would you say, do you get artists influence your music, or do you try and stick to your, try and find your own niche, so to speak?
I do try and find my own, but like when I love hearing like new stuff, you know, like Lorde's song.
Yeah.
Like when that came out, I was like, wow, this is different. Like, and it's massive. Like, she's well known all over the world now.
Got a new one out.
Yeah, but I think it's always scary when you do write a song that is a bit different, because you think, well, nothing's out there like this yet. Are people going to get it, or are people going to think, what the hell is this? But that's sort of like the risk that you have to take.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's listen to a track and then we can talk some more, because this is I was going to say, this is one of your first tracks, isn't it? Because if you go to the website, you've got this, you got this track first, and then your second track, which we'll talk about a bit later on. You've also got a video for this track,
yes,
which we'll also talk about a bit later on. But this track is called Type of Chick. Just give us a brief description about this track.
It's sort of a fun, just living in the moment kind of track, and just feeling sort of confident and just being yourself, and yeah.
Okay, this is Goldie, Type of Chick.
I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick that can make you go. I'm the type of chick. Girls just wanna touch me, and boys just wanna play with me like shebang bang a bang bang, shebang bang a bang bang. But I don't need no protection, cause I love all the attention. Shebang bang a bang bang, shebang bang a bang bang. Bop bop ding ding, I'ma make you sing sing. Let me buy you a drink drink, I'ma buy you a drink drink, cause drink, drink, cuz
you can tell I've been listening to it quite a bit.
Yeah, you know the words.
Because I know when it slows down a bit, when it goes, because it gets like slower and slower and slower and slower. Because we played it last week, and we played it the week before that actually as well. So I've been giving it a bit of airplay. Cut of adverts and we'll be straight back.
What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
Your drive home shouldn't sound like this. Your drive home deserves to sound like this. The Phoenix FM Drive Show with St. Francis Hospice. Weekday afternoons from 3 till 6. The latest weather, up-to-the-minute travel bulletins, news, views, and local interviews. It's packed full of great music too. The Phoenix 98 FM Drive Show, brought to you by St. Francis Hospice. Monday to Friday from 3 till 6.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Did you like jingles? Good, didn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's me. I'm your favourite Essex boy. Yeah. From Essex. Do you like being from Essex? Do you find people talk about it now because there's so much going on?
I don't know.
You don't sound very Essex-y, I must say.
Well, actually, I grew up more... I mean, I did grow up in Essex, but I grew sort of... grew up more sort of the East London side of it.
And
it's just like it's literally only 20 minutes down the road, but people are completely different. It's so much more relaxed in Essex. I don't know, everyone's sort of just happy.
It is, I suppose. It's different, like a different country, isn't it, Essex?
Yeah,
it's like Dubai but colder.
But, exactly like that, yeah.
No money and no big buildings.
Yeah, exactly.
So, moving on. Now, you moved from the musical theatre, began auditioning for girl bands and solo projects around London. With success, you chose to begin an artist development deal with an independent record label while you recorded for the first time. Tell me about that.
When I first went in, I was so nervous, like, because I was young. I didn't know anything about being... where to start as a solo artist. I just knew I wanted to do it, so it was kind of like a new world. And it was very good. I learned a lot there. The first time I recorded, like, I was just like sort of blown away just by everything. Like, even the mic was like, oh my god, it's a mic. I gotta sing into it. But I enjoyed the whole thing, I think. But I definitely did develop, and then I sort of reached a point where I was as far as I was going to go with them. And then I sort of moved on.
Yeah, is it something you'd be interested in doing again? Would you if you consider being in a girl band?
I would. I would. Yeah. I mean, as long as it's music and it's what I want to do, because I think the hardest thing is as well being an artist is that you need to do the music that you want to do, and everyone has an opinion. Everyone tells you, no, like, this is what's hot right now. You need to be doing this and da 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 da. And being in a girl band, there's more than one of you, and you're not all necessarily going to want the same things and do the same things. And I think the most important thing to me as an artist is that I do what I want to do and what I love about it. Otherwise, there's no point to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you probably find people go in different directions. So even whatever may start off, if you all agree to go a certain way, but as you progress, one might want to do, you know, a little bit more deep house, and you might want to go electric dance, and then you start getting cracks in the so it is easier, I suppose, to go it alone.
Yeah.
But and I don't think it's any easier or any harder, really, because a lot of the music now is by luck, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, and by who you know.
I've written down here that you scouted by a music manager, which saw you working alongside artists as So Solid Crew and producers in and around London. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I was managed by Mega from So Solid Crew for a little while. So,
You've since met a music production team, Nightstar which are based in Shoreditch, from East London. Shoreditch. And you're working with them now. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I love working. It's actually just one guy now. They used to be a duo, but now he's working on his own. But, I love it. We really do bounce off each other. Like, I work with him every week. And, like, Type of Chick, we didn't even write that down on paper. We literally just was in the moment and just putting down anything. And when I work with him, that's how it is for most songs. Yeah, it's definitely worked together well.
The two tracks, Type of Chick, released December last year. And you've got the track we're going to play a bit later on, Give Me Your Love, which was released 15th of January this year. It's your new track, I suppose.
Yeah.
Both these tracks are your two tracks that you're showcasing at the moment.
Yeah.
On your website. Are you going to be planning an EP or a debut album, or would you go for the EP first, I suppose?
I was planning on doing an EP. I'm not sure at the moment. I've got some more tracks, but I'm sort of trying to decide whether to release it as an EP or just put out more singles. But that's something I just need to consider and decide on quickly.
If you could collaborate with someone, I mean, because we're leaving the girl and boy band to one side, if you could have someone that you could collaborate with for your next song,
anyone in the world, or?
Yeah, past or present.
Oh God, you know what, this is the hardest question because I love like so many different people, different genres.
It's hard on the spot,
yeah,
as well, isn't it?
Like, I don't know, I mean, I'd love to work with Jay-Z, I'd love to work with James Morrison, Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell. I mean, everything God. He touches at the moment is in the top five, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
He's crazy, yeah, so talented.
So, yeah, I mean, a good, great choice is Jay-Z, another one. Yeah. Fantastic. If you when you do gigs, etc., do you enjoy working with other artists, or is it something that, are you a very solo person?
I am quite a solo person, but I do enjoy working with other people and just seeing what, like, they're about. I just find it so interesting, and it's nice to talk to someone who's sort of in the same position as you and trying to achieve the same things. So yeah, I love sort of working with other people and speaking to other people doing the same thing, but I'm very much a solo artist.
Yeah. What about gigging? Are you gigging at the moment?
I'm not gigging at the moment, but I will be soon.
So you can start off, and how would you do that? Would you go for, I suppose, clubs, singing clubs, or are you going to go for the pubs, or are you going to try and go for, like on stage material?
On stage material, yeah, definitely.
So the crowd's already there.
Yeah, I'd like to do like a proper gig where it's. That's another thing. That's why it is. I'm not doing it at the moment because I want to have enough songs I can properly say this is who I am, and not just have like type of chick and just think, right, that's her, that's all she is.
Yeah.
I want to like show everything what I'm about, and I think I've got a lot more to show.
Yeah. Well, and are you going to put would you sneak some covers in? Do you sing covers?
Yeah, definitely.
And if you sing a cover, what kind of music do you like singing as a cover?
I actually like slow songs.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Slower, like deep and meaningful.
Yeah. So you wouldn't say, so, I mean, that's because, I mean, obviously, it's when you sing covers in, especially if you're doing a gig, you'll always get people come up saying, can you sing this, can you sing that?
Yeah, so, but I love that, though. I think that's the best thing about it. Yeah, definitely. To find out what people see you as and what they think would suit you, it kind of helps
you. I've never thought of it like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. Unless they come up and ask you to sing Valerie, I suppose, which would be quite hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's quite easy. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you so far? Do you have anything that's I messed that up, or? Or you're pretty laid back when it comes to singing.
I don't know. I think. Yeah, no, I'm pretty laid back. I can't think of anything at the moment.
Don't get nervous. You don't look nervous today, I must say.
Oh, thanks.
You're looking very laid back. Now, you've done videos for both these tracks. We're going to go to the first one, because the second one is...
It's just a lyric video.
It's a lyric video.
Yeah.
But although I still like it, it's done quite cool. The lyrics flash up more or less in time. You could literally sing it with what's coming up.
Yeah.
A funky karaoke screen, isn't it? But the first one, it is completely different, because you've got action in that, with you strolling up in your levers and on a big motorbike.
Yeah.
And who produced that?
That was at East End Studios. Yeah.
So you done it professionally?
Yeah, I did it professionally. But I sort of had to. It's quite hard. Where I'm unsigned and I haven't got a manager at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's a choice that I've made because of like things I've been through in the past with them. I just felt like I need to do it on my own. But with this video, it just meant that I literally had to organise everything, and that was a lot of stress, especially on the day. I had to be the artist and like manage the situation as well.
Yeah, you got to tell yourself to do stuff. Get over there.
And yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I never thought about that. So you kind of you wrote and produced your own video.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I worked with the director as well. She was pretty cool, but all the idea, everything was we sort of had to say what I wanted.
Yeah, and it's a good video as well. It's very catchy. I like both of them. As I say, I like the lyric style video as well. And that's for this song that we're going to be doing now. So the second track, which is just been released, 15th of January, just gone. This track's called Give Me Your Love. Tell us a little bit, sneaky bit about this one.
This is just a cool, quirky girl song.
Girl song?
Yeah.
Goldie, give me your love.
Yeah.
I just need you. I just need you. I just need you. I just need you.
Singing that, great bit of miming in the background, which you can't see because it's
dancing.
I forget there's a webcam in front, so if you logged on the webcam, you'd see that wasn't me singing, although it did look like me. Sit there, I'll just turn it around. That's Goldie there.
Hey.
There we go. Now we've just talked off air because that's gonna it's okay. Now I was talking off air because my Facebook just went off and someone sent me another damn what's it called Candy Crush. Stop sending me those things. What is it? Is it, do you get a lot of candy and crush it?
I actually don't know, but I get them all the time.
I'm gonna send them a warning. That's the last one, otherwise I'm defriending them.
Yeah, it's whatever, like, it is. If I wanted to play it, I would. Do you know what I mean? Don't keep asking me.
Do you get obsessed with those things nowadays? Especially, I mean, I go on my Twitter and I go, and someone there, you have X amount, and next day it's slightly less. And I think, who added me and then took me off? Why would you do that? But a lot of them just do it to so kind of get in their Twitter, their followers, whatever
it
is.
Yes, you follow them back and then they unfollow you.
De-follow you, yeah. And they're all using these special systems, which I don't bother with. So there you go. I'm not playing Candy Crush, so there you go. We're not going to talk about Candy Crush anymore.
No.
If you send me another request, you'll be unfriended straight away.
And from me.
Now, let's go on to the songs, because You wrote both those songs. Mm-hmm. Let's go through the songwriting process with you, because we was talking off air about how you don't start acoustically. Mm-hmm. So how did you write the song first, and then put the? I know the answer to this. I'm asking it again. Do you write the song first and then put the melody to it, or do you do to a dance melody and then listen to it and think, yeah, this will sound good here?
Yeah, for both those songs we had the instrumental first, and then came up with that concept and wrote to it afterwards. But that is the way that I usually, I normally do it. But the song I've just wrote on Friday, I found it easier to go away and write it acoustically on that song. I guess it just depends on what I'm writing about and what kind of song it is and what I want to say.
What's the new song called? Have you got a name for it?
Yes, it's called Paper.
I thought you were going to say Candy Crush.
No. I might actually write a song about Candy Crush.
You probably should do. Probably do really well, wouldn't it? Yeah. Because everyone would be thinking, wow, you know, the only thing is when you promote it, everyone thinking, oh, no, Candy Crush, delete. So you got the new song. And when will you be having that ready to go?
Hopefully soon. There are a few things I want to change about it. I'm not happy yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to rush it, but hopefully soon, yeah, definitely.
So you've got an exciting future lying ahead of you, I'm sure. What's your goal for, you know, getting you through this year?
My goal is always the end goal, which is just to be successful in what I love to do, so that I don't have to do anything else and I could just do it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end goal. That's my goal.
And I'm right in saying you're unsigned at the moment.
Yeah.
That's something you obviously aiming to change.
Yeah.
I take it there's no rush to do that.
Yeah, I mean, being signed, it always seems like, you're signed, that's an amazing thing. Like, now you're going to be famous, you're going to make it, and da, 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 da.
Not the case.
But, like, when I'm down at the studio, there's so many people that are signed, and they've been signed for ages, and, like, nothing's happened. Mm. So being signed is not the thing that I'm trying to achieve. I just, however it happens, I want to be successful. Mm. And I know that being signed doesn't really mean anything anymore. Not anymore, definitely not.
No, not really. I think social media certainly helps you on YouTube, etc., and views, but getting signed is like getting a ticket and then putting it into a big bucket full of lots of other people who've also got that same ticket.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are doing it themselves these days, like making albums and everything and getting a big fan base and almost doing it completely all themselves, and then just at the last stage they'll get signed. Mm. So I know that there's a lot I need to do myself before it sort of gets to that point.
And that work is going to be via social media normally.
Yes.
Now, and which you're already on, you're on Twitter at Goldie World.
Yeah. At Goldie World.
At Goldie World. Your Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
There is a Goldie page. Yeah.
Goldie page on Facebook. Yep. And then your website, which is also...
Yeah, all my social stuff is always Goldie World.
Goldie World.
So my website is goldieworld.com.
Okay, so you just Google that, and then on that website you then find the videos.
Yeah, everything is linked to my website, so anything that's going on to do with me is always going to come up there, all my YouTube stuff, which I'm going to start doing a lot of covers on YouTube, which you'll see up soon as well.
Yeah. And it's definitely worth checking out the videos, because they're two great videos. The lyric video is really great for that track, and the Type of Chick one is a little bit more action in that, I suppose, with the motorbike, which is great. Have you got any ideas for another video? What would you do if you had to do another one?
Do you know what? I think I'd probably strip it back, because I think after doing the video, I realised a lot, and I think I felt at the time that I needed to do that whole big video and have this in it, that in it. I've got to have all that, but it's not. You don't need all that.
Not really,
like,
no.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
basic visuals, really, because most people are listening to the track.
Yeah, I mean, some of the biggest artists, they're just not got much going on, and you actually don't need it, and obviously it depends on what kind of song it is, but sometimes when the message is stronger, you don't need.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, because if you have something that's too that you're concentrating too much on the video, you often forget the song.
I mean, if it's a fun track, then make it fun, have random things in it, but it just depends what song.
And do you have are you looking at I suppose it's a strange question to ask, but an image for yourself? I mean, if you was on stage, would you wear would you wear the levers? Do you just just dress normally, or do you have like a theme? Do you have an image? I suppose it's
yeah. I just want to be myself. And I think that's a big
thing. Don't come
thing.
Out dressing gold.
Like no.
gold.
Yeah, I'm just going to
onesie, leather
gold,
onesie
yeah.
or something.
Still, yeah, all in one gold.
All in one yeah, gold, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I plan for all my shows.
Do, do you get much... do people often say, oh, is that the goldie for the chap with the gold tooth?
No, I'm not. The only thing I've got is when I said, like, that's my name, everyone's like, oh, isn't that Rafa with a gold tooth?
Or Goldilocks, you could be the other yeah. one for the kids.
Yeah.
So two extremes. Yeah, that's right. And then all you've got to do is go to the Goldie World. Now, we was talking about being signed, unsigned, and with the amount of reality TV programmes on, I've had quite a few in here. Some say yes to the answer, some say no. Some say no and they do it anyway. But ultimately, if with the amount of... when you start putting videos out and the name starts going around, you could get invited to the show. You can obviously go on yourself. But is it something you'd look at doing? Would you dabble in Britain's Got Talent or X Factor? If you got a phone call and they said, look, you definitely can come on to the judge stage, because that's how a lot of them get picked,
yeah.
other than that, you know, queuing up for 2 days, would you look at that?
I'm not sure. I've always said, no, I'd never do anything like that, but I don't know. You hear a lot of stories that they're set up and things, and you know people with amazing voices, and they've not even made it through because they didn't have the image that they were going for that year or whatever, and I just think it's all a bit gimmicky.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
I think you're right.
Do.
I mean, everyone has a different opinion. I mean, at the moment, they've got The Voice on.
Yeah.
And I had a chap on a couple of weeks ago, Ryan, who's probably listening today. Ryan, who didn't get through.
Yeah.
He sung with keyboards, done a great song. And the girl after him got through and playing the harp. And I thought, you know, I don't think you'd see much more of the harp after, you know, in the later stages, because there's only so much harp you can play, isn't
yeah.
there, in the charts. Is it sellable? And the answer would be no. And I thought he was a bit yeah. more sellable. But I
yeah,
think...
See, that's the thing, that the people on the show sometimes, it's just for the show, and nothing would ever happen afterwards. And I wouldn't want to be put into that category or be seen as a joke at
yeah.
all. Do you know what I mean?
Because you've got the two sides. You've got the people that generally enter the shows by post or by email. Then you've got the people that offer into the X Factor, where you see those massive, great queues.
Yeah.
And then you've got people where they've contacted you and said, look, we've seen your stuff, we'd like you, we want you to come on to the first part of the audition, sing in front of the judges. Must be tempting, see?
Oh. Yeah, it is, but then I just think they do auditions before you even get to audition in front of the judges. I think
yeah.
there's like two stages before. And for the people that are not even serious and are just doing it for a joke, they get to that stage where they're in front of the judges, and I don't think that's fair on the people that this is their life, like this is what they actually want. I don't know.
Yeah, tricky one. And you then from that point, suppose they in charge of your music. They want you to do ABBA week. You've then got to start singing ABBA.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't want to be changed and told, right, this is what you're doing, because that's just not good.
Now your tracks, you can get both your tracks at the moment. They're both down. You can download both those tracks, can't you? That we've played.
Not Give Me Your Love. Give Me Your Love is just on YouTube at the moment, yeah.
And you can go, if you go to the website, you can get a play on that, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Do you go on SoundCloud?
Yes, it's on SoundCloud as well.
And that's by searching the same?
Yep.
Now, earlier on you told me what influences your music. What type of music do you listen to sociably? If it's in the car or on your iPod, what would you, you know, if you was having a night in and you wanted to put some music on, what type of music would you listen to?
I'm trying to think what's in my car at the moment. New Beyonce album, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Great album.
Who else? James Morrison. I love him, like, literally. Labyrinth. Actually, Labyrinth, that's another guy I'd love to work with, like,
signed
from the UK.
To Psycho Records,
yeah.
isn't it? And
yeah.
the funny thing about Labyrinth is his brother
yeah.
went tried out for Britain's Got Talent.
Really?
Yeah, as a drummer. Didn't get through. Got through some of the stages, so just goes to show.
And you
it?
Would think a brother would help him out.
Yeah, he would have thought. He just said, look, sing one of my tracks or something. I'll give you a little nudge up. And the question I asked you earlier on about collaborating with someone else, I'm going to slightly change now. Because if you could go, just a fun question, if you could go on a dinner date with any celebrity, singer, past or present, who would you pick? I'm not talking romantically, but I'm talking about as a chill
out. Who would I want to ask lots of questions to?
Yeah, who's like to chill out and have a few beers and a burger and chat about life in general?
Oh, God. That is a hard question.
I know,
you
that's
could have told me he was going to ask me this.
That's, then you've got time to think about it.
This is a bad thing because I'm bad at making decisions. So I'm just like scrolling through my head all these faces.
Who would you pick over there?
See, she's just as bad. She can't even...
Yeah, that, you can be just musically, anyone. Yeah. I mean, it could be like, it could like Brad Pitt if you want.
Hemsworth.
Ah, Hemsworth, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
You could go, you could meet up with the other Goldie, the one with the gold tooth.
I could.
That'd be two Goldies together.
Yeah, Jay-Z or Michael Jackson.
MJ, yeah, that'd yeah. be a good one.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
And the good thing about Goldie today is we won gold in one of the events at the Winter Olympics today.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got like a double gold on the show.
Double gold.
So, well, this has been great having you in.
Thank you.
Thanks for popping in and making time to come down. And we'll be playing your tracks over the coming weeks. I'll also be putting them on the show page blog, which you'll get a link to. And for everyone that listens in, you can find that on phoenixfm.com. Just go under the programs, find Sunday Lunch, and you find all the interviews from the some of the people who've been on this year and all the way through the show's history. And from tomorrow, you'll find Goldie on there. And also, I'll put some links to your tracks as well. So again, just for the people that missed it, you can, if you're looking for Goldie, you want to find her on Google, then Goldie World.
Yeah.
And if you head towards the website, you can, from there, it's got all the links to the Twitter and the website address, the Facebook
everything
address.
Everything is on the website, yeah.
On the website, including the two videos.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Goldie, listen, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
It's been absolutely a pleasure, and yes, really enjoyed talking to you, and two great tracks.
Thank you.
And we're going to play a song now from the House of Angels, who a group who's in about a year or so ago now.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.